Welcome to The Current, a podcast produced by We Stand for Energy. We Stand for Energy is a community that supports a reliable, affordable, and sustainable energy future for everyone, and is a project of EEI, Edison Electric Institute, the national trade association representing U.S. investor-owned electric companies. My name is Christine Telford, Managing Director of External Affairs at EEI, and I am your host.
Welcome, everyone, to The Current podcast. Today, we have Stuart Cedrus, Senior Technical Lead and Strategist of Electric Grid Resilience Capabilities at the Office of Electricity at the Department of Energy. Stuart, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Christine.
Yeah, we're excited to continue to tackle the challenging issue of wildfires and how they affect the electric power industry. Can you just tell us a little bit about yourself and explain your role at the Department of Energy?
Absolutely. I serve as a technical lead and strategist at the Office of Electricity, where one of my roles is to identify advanced technologies or capabilities that could make the power grid more resilient. I've been in the federal government for nearly 30 years, of which 18 have been at the department. And I specialize in complex systems, including fire vulnerabilities, cascading effects, and potential solutions to those vulnerabilities. And in my last 15 years, I have focused on arguably the most complex system created by humans. At least in my opinion, it is one of the most complex systems created by humans, and that's the North American power grid.
Great. Well, you have no shortage of things to work on, I'm sure. Everything that's going on today keeps you busy. Can you talk about the critical role that Department of Energy is playing in wildfire mitigation and the technologies you're working on with the national labs?
Let me explain a little bit about our mission, give you the background. Our mission is to lead the department's efforts to ensure that the nation's most critical energy infrastructure is secure and resilient. And the department and our office take this role very seriously. So to put things in perspective, the federal government identified a few years ago 16 critical infrastructure sectors, of which energy happened to be one. Electricity is arguably the lifeline to all the critical sectors. All of them need electric power to function. And DOE happens to be the sector-specific agency for the energy critical infrastructure. As the sector-specific agency, we already play a critical role in dealing with issues that can disturb the power grid, including wildfires, which has been a critical issue for us in the last 2 or 3 years. We're proactively investing in technology to mitigate against wildfires. And I can give you a couple quick examples. Some of the technologies that we're doing with the national labs is the Grid Resilience and Intelligence Platform by SLAC. We call it GRID. SLAC is one of the national labs in the West Coast. They're developing and deploying software tools to help utilities anticipate, absorb, and recover from extreme events. In essence, they are using artificial intelligence, what we call AI, for distribution. So they're focusing more on the distribution aspect as well as predictive analytics. This was originally created as an all-hazards capability. Late last year, we funded them to accelerate the wildfire mitigation aspect of this important capability. One of the key aspects of this is that it's driven by industry needs. It's based on the participation from a couple of the major utilities, IOUs in California, members of your organization, as well as several NRECA members. Another example is the aerial sensor technology that Oak Ridge National Lab has developed and which we also funded last year for the purpose to accelerate their capability to mitigate against the wildfires. What Oak Ridge has developed is a constellation of sensors. I call it a constellation because there are so many that can inspect or detect anomalies on electric grid infrastructure. And they're using a swarm of drones, you know, off-the-shelf drones, because the capability that matters to sensors. We wanted them to focus on transmission lines, which tend to be located in vast geographical areas, sometimes even isolated. It is important that this capability has a reliable and robust command communication system that will enable the drones to cover more area. So in essence, they're also developing what the industry call the beyond visual line of sight communication model. So this is a couple examples I wanted to share with you.
great. Beyond visual line of sight is such an important issue with our industry as it relates to wildfire mitigation. My next question was how DOE is being proactive in the wildfire space with electric companies. I know you talked a little bit about that, but anything you want to add in terms of how you're working with electric companies with these new technologies?
Yes, we've been pretty proactive. Just to give you a little background, back in 2019 and again in 2020, I performed an inventory of wildfire mitigation's capability being developed at the national laboratories, and I focused more on the more mature ones. I wasn't too concerned about things that can be done in 10 years or something like that. I wanted something that was very mature within, I would say, 12 months, 18 months. And this was followed a series of four webinars that we organized back in April last year, 2021, where each of the national labs' capability were presented. And our goal was for utilities, vendors, and the states, all of which play a critical role in this issue, to be aware of what the labs were doing, and to also create that link between the stakeholders, new members included, and the labs. And we recorded webinars, we posted the videos in our Office of Electricity page, along with the presentation. As I stated earlier, last summer, 2021, we actively pursued to accelerate some of the more mature wildfire mitigation capabilities and choose four, all of which will be sufficiently accelerated by this calendar year, which is great. And we also have proactively leveraged Small Business Innovation Research Program, what we call SBIR, where some small businesses have been awarded competitive grant to pursue capability, some of which focus on wildfire mitigation and electric infrastructure, and some of which are partnering with utilities at the moment. And of course, we do our fair share of panels, conferences, blog posts, and interviews like the one we're doing right now. So we're very proactive as it relates to wildfires.
What are the ways that electric companies can help get these new technologies developed and deployed more quickly? I mean, obviously, they're working closely with you and your department, but are there other ways that we can get these technologies to market so they can really start addressing some of these pressing wildfire issues?
Yeah, this is a great question, Christine. Absolutely. As you know, some of the utilities are already working and partnering with our labs and some of the small businesses. That's truly one of the best ways the utilities can help get technology developed and deployed more quickly. They can either do it through us at the department, or they can contact the labs directly if they go to our website, the Office of Electricity, and they see our list capabilities that were presented by them, and if the utility feels if of interest to their need, because you know, every utility have their own need as they tackle this issue. They can also contact the lab directly and say, you know, I would like to work with you on this capability. There are different ways of doing this. I want to take this opportunity because the DRIP project I mentioned earlier from Slack, they have partnered with a lot of utilities, but two from the IOUs and several of the NRCA. They are looking for more utilities participants as Slack is getting closer to get this important technology accelerated by the end of this calendar year. They want to be able to finish that even quickly. And because the problem is artificial intelligence, so it relies heavily on the needs of what the utilities, you know, want, and also data. So if any of the other members of EAD are interested, they can contact me and I can put them in contact with Slack and, you know, if they want to participate and influence the GRIP capability that's been developed. But yeah, the participation that the utilities are doing with us and the coordination and also what they're doing with the labs and the small businesses is critical. And the more that they do that, the easier and faster we can accelerate the technologies.
That's great. It sounds like there are a lot more opportunities to collaborate on these technologies moving forward. So we'll make sure that folks know that they can come talk to you about these programs. Lastly, any other new tools or technologies that you want to highlight that are being used right now, or, you know, cool things that your department and your program are working on?
As I hinted throughout the conversation, in addition to the national labs, we're also leveraging our Small Business Innovation Research Program, SBIR. It's a lot of brilliant people out there. And we decided to accelerate one of the small business capability the same way we're doing with some of the labs I already spoke about. And the small business in question is a woman-owned business, which is good, but she's an engineer too. She's very bright. And they created algorithms using AI and vision recognition, which are then installed on off-the-shelf drones. They are currently working with a couple of co-ops in Oregon, with Central Electric Co-op and with Consumers Power Inc., which is a CPI. They are working with them mitigating wildfire using disposable off-the-shelf drones and adapting their technology to the need of those co-ops involved. In the past, awarded this company with a phase one and phase two grant under the SBR program. And the project at the time was with a major IOU in the Southeast, focusing on rapid response for storms. So the technology has proven to be adaptable based on the needs of the customer, whether they have an established drone program like the IOU that they were with, or whether the customer is practically starting from scratch like the co-ops that they are now working with. They're going to have a demo with those co-ops September 7th. Any utilities interested in go and visit and watch that demo, they can let me know and I will put them in touch. My email is stuart.cedres@hq.doe.gov, spell S-T-E-W-A-R-T.
Great. I did want to go back because you said something interesting about working with IOUs in the Southeast on storms. And I know we're focused so much on wildfires today, but it is actively hurricane season, which also is a huge challenge for our companies and electric companies across the country. So a lot of these technologies can almost have a dual use then, you know, addressing wildfire challenges, but also storms and hurricanes.
Yes, especially when you're dealing with drones technology, when you're applying the one that we funded during our SBIR, they can adapt their algorithm to whatever the utility needs. So when they were working with the IOU in the Southeast, it was more from a reactive, you know, something bad happens, they fly, do the inspections, and they send the information real time. When you're dealing with storm and hurricanes, that first damage assessment can determine how long something is going to be restored. But if you have intelligent drones that can collect that information and send it to you real time, you know, doing it on their own, flying on their own, that is a big, big advantage. The applicability is extensive, you know, wildfires and any other type of inspections, you know, could be proactive or could be preventive. We don't just focus on one thing when we're developing our technologies at the department, whether it's our office, another office. We focus on all hazards.
Great. That's fascinating stuff, Stuart. I'm so excited you were able to join us on the podcast today to talk about the work your office is doing. It's important work in wildfire mitigation and other technologies you all are developing. Thank you for joining us tonight.
It was a pleasure.
We hope that you found this to be an informative 15 minutes, and we look forward to bringing you additional expert insights on energy policy. To learn more about EEI and the electric power industry, visit www.eei.org. You can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast by searching for The Current and We Stand for Energy.